Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high I can't get over it. So low I can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Jesus love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high can't get over it. So low can't get under it. So wide can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello and welcome to this Holy Half Hour programme here on 3TFM, your local radio station. I'm your host, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight, the challenge is to share 50 different ways to pray in under 30 minutes. That's some doing, is it not? The phrase, a wing and a prayer, comes to mind. So, let's go. The theory behind tonight's programme is that we're all different kinds of people. We're all Jock Tamson's bairns, of course, but within that, there are visual people, audio people. People sometimes prefer to relate to life through their eyes. Sometimes they prefer to relate to life through their ears. I mean, do you like listening to the news on the radio, or do you prefer to watch it on the television? There are touchy-feely type people. And then there are others who relate to the world through taste and through smell. So there are different ways to pray which match the different types of people. Let me show you. Let's think of relating to the world through taste. And let's think then about praying through taste. There's a radical new thought. Well, not quite. When we have communion with bread and wine, we taste the bread and we drink the wine and taste the wine. We're using our sense of taste to help worship. You could extend that. You could put some salt on your tongue, and that would make you remember maybe the Israelites in slavery in Egypt. See, that's what the Passover does. When they celebrate that, they have bitter herbs to remind us of the bitter times. And the same principle then, you could suck a lemon, I suppose. But you could just use different tastes. You could put in honey, and as you savour the honey, you could think of the sweeter things in your life. So on the theme of praying through taste, here's the BBC Welsh chorus singing, Let Us Break Bread Together on Our Knees.
Let us break bread together on our knees. Let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, let us break bread together on our knees. Oh, let us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees, with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me. Let us praise God together.
How about praying by use of the sense of smell? You could have a scented candle, and as you look at the candle, you could be smelling the perfume. By extension, you could just use air freshener. It's a cheaper man's way of doing it. Or you could have perfume, or you could have a bunch of flowers putting out a nice fragrance. But it's nice to have private prayers in a little special spot that's your little holy ground. We do it in churches as well. There we have flowers in the sanctuary. In the Roman Catholic Church, they have incense. But in different ways, we could use the pleasant, lovely smell. You could even use bad smells to think of sins and things that are odious. But anyway, thinking about prayer through smell, let's listen to Wendy Gracie singing I Come to the Garden Alone. I'm thinking that the picture there is, you know, taking time to smell the roses. The garden can be a lovely place to pray. And the meaning behind this one as well was that in ancient times, the great king, the emperor, the dictator, he would have behind the palace a garden with a big wall, and it was quite a privilege to be invited to come into the garden and walk with him. Well, God does that for us. We're invited to come into the garden with all its varying smells and just have a lovely time with him.
Oh.
So you could pray by taste, you could pray by smell. What about praying by touch? This is for all you touchy-feely people out there. I like to sometimes sit with something in my hand, for example, a cross, and not just look at a cross, but feel the cross. And as you fiddle with it in your hand, you think about the cross, and somehow your hand feeling it means more than just looking at it. You could also then take other objects. I like to hold a cork. And when I look at the cork, I'm thinking, now, what is it about a cork? Well, when it's in the water and waves of adversity wash over and submerge it, because it's a cork, it bounces back up. So every Christian's middle name should be Bobby, because Jesus helps us to bob back up from any waves of things that overwhelm us. Or if you took a bunch of ice lolly sticks, if you take one stick alone, you could snap it very easily. Put them into a bundle and you can't break the bundle. It's a reminder that united together we stand, singly we can be broken quite easily. And if the main stick in the middle was Jesus himself, they'd be even stronger. The Roman Catholics use rosary beads. You could take an ice cube and put it on the palm of your hand and just watch the ice cube melt. And let the ice cube represent all your sins being melted away, washed away and forgiven. Have you tried praying with a pillow? If you're really feeling frustrated, I recommend this. Take a pillow, put it on your face and scream. It's very therapeutic. Try it. Even just looking at your hand, we're thinking of touch. If you put your hands together to pray, nearest to you is your thumb. So pray for whatever is nearest to you at that moment. Then you've got your pointing finger. Well, pray for those who point others in the right direction, hopefully, like teachers and youth leaders and so on. Your big finger, tallest one. Think of those who are head and shoulders above the rest. Pray for our leaders, that it's not the blind leading the blind. And then the ring finger. Well, think about your spouse and your family, nearest and dearest in that sense. And then the little finger at the end. Pray for all the little people that would otherwise be overlooked. Pray for children too. When it comes to touch, I also think in terms of Don Francisco has a lovely song, "I'll Never Let Go of Your Hand." We put our hand into the hand of God, and he puts his hand into ours, and nothing will break that handhold. And then our second song after that is by Spring Harvest, "Teach Me to Dance." Dancing's a lovely picture of people in close harmony, in teamwork, holding each other and together, making beautiful movement and music. So here's prayer through touch.
I know what you've been hearing. I've seen you hide your fear. Embarrassed by your weaknesses, afraid to let me near. I wish you knew how much I long for you to understand. No matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. I know you've been forsaken by all you've known before. When you failed their expectations, they frowned and closed the door. But even if your heart itself should lose the will to stand, no matter what may happen, child, I'll never let go of your hand. The life that I have given you, no one can take away, 'cause I've sealed it with my spirit, blood and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you, and he's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. So don't you fear to show them all the love I have. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. even if you do it wrong and miss the joy I've planned, I'll never, never let go of your hand. Life that I have given you, no one can take away, 'cause I've sealed it with my spirit, blood and word. The everlasting Father has made his covenant with you, and he's stronger than the world you've seen and heard. Here to show them all the love I have for you. I'll be with you everywhere, in everything you do. And even when you do it wrong and miss the joy I've planned, I'll never, never, never let go of your hand. I'll never let go of your hand.
Let's think now about prayer through sound. Well, the obvious thing is to sit down, relax, and put on some lovely music that you can meditate to. You can imagine that the pianist himself there is feeling quite maybe meditative and prayerful. If you're musical, I'm sure musicians will say that they can pray by playing their instrument. Or, if you haven't got a musical instrument, maybe you could pray singing aloud to yourself. In churches, we sing hymns not only as a part of praising worshipping, in the sense of the music side, but many of the hymns are prayers. I remember being in a school for the very disabled children, and we found it hard to communicate to them worship. And we hit it lucky, well, by God's guidance maybe, when one day we just hummed Kumbaya. And when a lot of people together hum, it makes a strange sound and it's quite a shiver down your spine feeling. I think it's the beginning of what Pentecostals would describe as speaking in tongues. Have you ever tried just speaking your prayer aloud? It can be better sometimes than just having it in your head. When I speak aloud like that in the house, sometimes the dog gives me a strange look. He knows there's nobody else in the room. You can use sounds in different ways. Here's some more unusual ways to use sounds. If I use the following sound effects, does it stimulate in you prayerful thoughts? That's the rattling of the dice, which evokes the image at the crucifixion of the soldiers gambling for Jesus' robes. And that gives a clue to another one. If I say that in my hand I have 30 pieces of silver, it's quite evocative as you sit feeling it, touching it, and as you hear the sound. Or how about, you can almost be at Calvary hearing Jesus being crucified. But it could be any sound. Pilate washing his hands of the whole affair, and so on. So for those who like sound, here's Catherine Jenkins singing a lovely song. It's Pachelbel's Canon, but the whole song has only one word. The most basic word of worship, I would think. The word is Alleluia. It's the only word she sings, and yet isn't this something superbly worshipful?
Thank you.
So we've catered for those who like to see the world and to pray through taste, through smell, through touch, through sound, and the last one then is sight. I've kept it to last because it might be the most popular one of all, really. You can pray using your sight by looking at a candle flickering, or a banner hanging, or a poster on the wall, or maybe a painting, or an icon, a very religious sort of painting. But you could also do it through photographs, ordinary photographs. You want to pray for your family? Look at your family photographs. Look at the family album. Pray along through that. Or look at the newspaper. As you would at breakfast, just open it up, read it, say, look at that, did you see that? And discuss it with God. You could even pray in a group that way. You could pray off magazines. You could make up a prayer map, a map of the world, and work your way praying round the world. You could have books of prayers. Use your eyes to read the words that other people have written, or prayer cards, or prayer diaries. You could have a wee slideshow, literally, on the wall. But you could also use your imagination and do an imaginative slideshow in your head. There's no limit with your imagination where you can go to pray. You could look out of the window and pray for the next person that passes by. Look out of the window and pray for the birds. Thank God for the flowers. You could look in the mirror. Thank God for what you see there. Or pray for what's deficient in what you see there. I've got in the house a lamp, which is actually a globe with a bulb inside. So when you switch it on, you've got the whole world lit up. And looking on from the outside, you've got a God's eye view of the world. You could look at symbols and objects. You could play videos and DVDs. There's no end to this. Whichever channel is your favourite channel, you'll think up ways that appeal to you. There's an infinite variety of ways to pray, to match every kind of person and personality. So have fun, enjoy your prayer life, and I leave you for this week with songs of inspiration singing, I Saw the Light.
I wandered so aimless, life filled with sin. I wouldn't let my dear Savior in. Then Jesus came like a stranger in the night. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Like a blind man, I wandered along. Worries and fears I claimed for my own. Then like the blind man, that God gave back his sight. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I saw the light. I saw the light. No more. No more night. Now I'm so happy, no sorrow inside. Praise the Lord, I saw the light. I was a fool to wander and stray. Straight is the gate and narrow. Now I have traded the wrong for the right.